Blog Talk Radio.
John Porter, thank God for Sister Diane, and we thank God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. I tell you, God has been so good. He's been so kind. He's been so merciful. He blessed us to see another day. We have so much to be thankful for. Praise the Lord. Man, we're looking out at a beautiful day. Oh, praise the Lord. The sun is out. Praise God. It's quiet and high as it is in your neck of the woods or your surroundings, Praise the Lord. But if the Lord have blessed you to see today, amen, we have so much to be thankful for. Am I right? Praise the Lord. We are here, praise God, and we are here to if you want to call and praise God and ask a question, if you want to call, praise God for prayer, praise God, we are here, amen, to talk about the Word of God. This is what it's all about. Time to talk about it. If we ever needed to talk about something, we need to talk about the Word of God. Why? Because that's not going to change. Praise the Lord. The Bible says everything is going down but the Word of God. Man, we can stand on the Word now. Why? Because it will not fail. Ain't you glad about that, that we serve an awesome God? He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He everywhere all at the same time. Praise God. And he's yet on the move in the earth realm, destroying the yokes on our behalf. We have so much to be thankful for. Praise the Lord. At this time, praise God, we're going to yield now, man, to Sister Diane, a prayer warrior, an intercessor, one that don't mind praying, that will pray. One can get a prayer through. Praise God. Man, and if you call her, she will pray. Man, and this is what it's all about in these times. How many know prayer is universal? From the east, west, north, and the south. Prayer can go where we cannot go. Praise God. It can reach in areas that we cannot reach. Praise God. That's why Jesus said that man shall always pray and not faint. And that faint means don't quit, don't stop, don't give up. Why, Bishop? Because a quitter will never win and a winner will never quit. So we just thank God, amen, for the day. Praise God. And oh, praise God. Do you have your Bibles now? Get your Bibles, praise God, amen, and if you don't, amen, you may not have time to get it. Get you a pencil, a pen, and a pad, a piece of paper, and we're going to go with some scriptures today, praise God, and we're going to just talk to you a little bit, praise God, about the Word of God. That's all we have for you. Man, we have the Word for you, praise God. Now, once we give it to you now, it's between you and the Lord. Am I right? Okay. All right. Here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. We thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God, being able to do not just for ourselves, Lord, but for others, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for this day, Lord. Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord, Father. knowing, oh God, that it's a gift, Lord Father, and we thank you and appreciate this gift, Lord Father, knowing, oh God, that we could have been standing before you in judgment this day, Lord Father, but your mercy and your goodness, Lord Father. So, Father, we learn not to take nothing and no one for granted, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of, Lord. Heavenly Father, some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for their loved ones, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree with them, we thank you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you touch those, Lord Father, that touch and agree with us as we pray for others, Lord Father. Bless them, Lord Father. Look upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki and her family, Lord Father, and all those that lost loved ones, Lord Father. We hold them before you, Lord Father, asking you right now, Lord Father, to send your comforter to them, Lord Father. Give them the comfort and the peace that they need in this time, Lord Father. Letting them know, Lord Father, that you did not forget about them, Lord. And Father, we thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Logan, Lord Father. Father, he's in need of a bone marrow transplant, Lord. Father, we know nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father, you did it for Barbara Harden, Lord Father. You can do it for him too, Lord Father. And Father, we're just going to just stand upon your word, Lord Father, where you say healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. And we thank you for your healing virtue flowing through and through Logan right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Imani, Lord Father. Father, the 1 year that had a stroke, Lord Father, that you continue to bring her through, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for every progress, Lord Father, that she makes, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for what you're doing for her and in her right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to strengthen Imani and Logan Mom right now, Lord Father, as they continue to stand in the gap, Lord Father God, for their children, Lord Father. Give them the strength, Lord Father. And Father, when they're about to give up, Lord Father, we pray that they continue to push, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yvonne, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father, as we come against that spirit of depression, oppression right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it out into outer darkness, Lord, as we pull up all the tentacles that go along with it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we speak peace, joy, and happiness, Lord Father. Father, touch, Lord Father, her spine right now, Lord Father, as we say spine, line up with the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, touch right now, Lord Father. Father, you can make every crooked spine straight, Lord Father. And Father, any dislocation, Lord Father, we know that you, Lord Father, can put it back into place, Lord Father. So, Father, touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Maddie right now, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father, to ask you to continue to give her the strength, Lord Father, as she continue to depend and call upon you, Lord Father. We thank you for what you're doing for and have done for her, Lord Father. And Father, you know, Lord Father, she needs your intervention, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to intervene on her behalf right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you this day. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elizabeth, Lord Father, and her family, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. Father, we speak health, Lord Father, good health, Lord Father God. Father God, we speak strength right now, encouragement right now, Lord Father, as she continued to one intercede on her family's behalf, Lord Father. Strengthen her, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father God, to give her joy and laughter, Lord Father. Father, she loves your word, Lord Father. So, Father, as she continued to share the word with others, Lord Father, touch her right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Briston, Lord Father. Father, how you touch his pancreas right now, Lord Father. We thank you for the turnaround, Lord Father. Father, touch, Lord Father, his mom and his aunts right now, Lord Father, that are standing in the gap, Lord Father God, and his grandmother, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord Father, as they continue to trust and depend on you, Lord Father, knowing that it was nobody but you, Lord Father, brought him through, Lord. And we give you glory and we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we before you, Brian, right now, Lord Father. Father, we pray, Lord Father, for your continual guidance, Lord Father, in his life, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for touching his kidneys and his liver right now, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for covering his children, Lord Father, under the blood right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, that you can do it, Lord Father. And we say thank you. Yes. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Rudy right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for where you have brought him from, Lord Father. Father, you brought him out of intensive care, Lord Father. Father, you've been in and out, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we glorify you, Lord, that now he's in recovery, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen him, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to touch his throat area, Lord Father, his digestive system right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, when they go in those homes, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, for love, Lord Father. Touch those in nursing homes right now, Lord Father. Father, where the care, Lord Father, is so less, Lord Father. It's just a job to them, Lord Father. We ask you, O God, to touch the elderly right now, Lord Father. Father, touch those that don't have family, Father, that are looking after them, Lord Father. Father, touch the nurses, Lord Father, the attendants that come in to deal with them, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we cover those doors under the blood, Lord Father. Father, have mercy upon them right now, Lord Father. Father, for we forget, Lord Father, that one day that we will be there, Lord Father, and we don't have to be elderly, Lord Father. Father, have mercy right now, Lord Father. Let those people have compassion, Lord Father. Father, on the elderly right now, those that they're taking care of right now, have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And we thank you, Lord Father, for everything that the enemy meant for our bad, Lord Father. We thank you for turning it around for our good, Lord Father. We thank you for victory in all situations, Lord Father. Knowing and trusting and believing, Lord Father God, oh, Father, that you say you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, Father, for always being there, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for our listeners, Lord, Father, those that are listening now, those that will listen on a later time, Lord, Father. Whatever devices, Lord, Father, that they're listening on, Lord, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over it right now, Lord, Father. Father, that they may hear your word clearly, receive your word right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their ears and their hearts right now, Lord Father. Unstop, Lord Father God, deaf ears, Lord Father. Break up that stony heart right now, Lord Father, and open that mouth right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, that they will call upon you, Lord Father, and those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for them right now accepting you as their Lord and Savior, knowing, oh God, that you're a God of many chances, Lord Father. Father, we are ever so thankful, Lord Father. Father, for you was merciful on us, Lord Father, so we know, Lord Father, that you're a God of second chances, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, Lord Father. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, as I continue to speak strength and wellness over them right now, Lord Father. Father, I continue to ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, Lord Father. Father, as they continue to stand flat-footed upon your word, Lord Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for using them right now, Lord Father, to bring forth your word, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to keep that hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father, and know that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord. So, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, show up right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, as Bishop come before you, Lord Father, I ask that you decrease him, O God, as you increase in him, Lord Father. Father, let him go, Lord Father, for what you have for him, Lord Father, to say this day, Lord Father. So we say, let go and let God, Bishop Porter, have his way in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen again. Praise the Lord. Now, if you didn't hear your name, as we often say, because you didn't call us and get your name on the prayer list. But, however, we pray for you anyway. Why? Because prayer is universal. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for Sister Diane. And thank God, praise the Lord, for prayer, because truly, we serve by praying in God. Man, he declared according to his word in Isaiah 65:24, while we yet calling, he said he will answer. He said, while we yet speaking, he will hear. You believe that today? All right. Praise the Lord. If you believe that, praise God. The work is already done. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we serve an awesome God. He's awesome, isn't he? All right. Okay, let me give you a little thought for the day. Life without love is a bird without a song. Life without trust is a night without day. Life without faith is a tree without root. Life without hope is a year without spring. Life without friends is a sun without shade. And life without works is a bloom without fruit. Praise the Lord. Life. Without all these things. I'm going to read that again. Life without love is a bird without song. Life without trust is a night without day. Life without faith is a tree without roots. Life without hope is a year without spring. And life without friends is a sun without shade. And life without work is a bloom without fruit. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for that little thought and for that word to help you during the day, praise God. And you know that's what I'm going to talk about today, praise the Lord. I'm going to talk to you today about faith. Faith. We're going to talk to you about faith. How many know that faith is an action word? There's many meanings of faith, or how you look at it. But we all know faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We know that, right? But we're going to try to go a little deeper today to open up, you know, a little more of your spiritual eyes, praise God, about a faith, that word faith. And that's all right, okay? All right. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1. I'm going to read two verses. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greeks." And verse 17 says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." Praise the Lord. The just shall live by faith. That's you and I. You that the righteous that is in Christ Jesus. The righteous shall live by what? Faith. Now, in verse 16, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Is that you today? Are you ashamed of the gospel? He did not give us the spirit of fear, am I right? But love, power, and of a sound mind. Praise the Lord. He said, "For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." When we preach it or teach it to you, your job is to believe it, or whoever we are ministering to. Like I'm ministering to you today. Now, this help, if you are already in Christ, this help build your faith. It's like working on a house, working on a building, or working on something, praise God. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. For everyone who believes, for the Jews first, because Jews went to the, salvation went to the Jews first, and then to the God turned towards us, the Gentiles. Praise the Lord. Now, when we talk about Jews and Gentiles, spiritually, if you're not born a Jew, man, whatever nationality, creed, or color you is, you're a Gentile. Spiritually, okay? So we won't get no misunderstanding about that. Praise God. We're not talking about no color here. We're talking about spiritual things. When we talk about God, we talk spiritual what? First. Am I right? In the name of Jesus. All right. Now, in verse 16, I was looking, as you go with me into Psalms, praise the Lord, chapter 40, verse 9 and 10, David said this, "I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest." And verse 10 say, "I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not conceded thy loving kindness and thy truth from this great congregation. See? You know, he didn't withhold, praise God, the word of God to them. See? Now, if the righteousness of God, and we walking by faith and living by faith, you're not ashamed of the gospel. You're going to tell it everywhere you go. Huh? Am I right? You're going to cry loud and you're going to spare not. Because the word of God don't change. See, people say that we are living in a changing world. We're living in the day's time. Sure, right. We know we're not living back then. We know generation, praise God, people change. But guess what? The word of God do not change. Am I right? In the name of Jesus. All praise the Lord. Now, what will I talk about a tile in this faith wall? Prayer is the key, but faith unlocks the door. When we pray to God. Have we ever seen him? Huh? We have never seen him, but we believe that God exists. That's faith. So we are praying to Almighty God, to an awesome God. We're praying to a God that made the heaven and made the earth and everything in it. We're praying to a God that said, let there be light. And when after light, after the words of let there be light, everything that God said will come to pass. You believe that? That's faith. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Prayer is the key, but faith unlocks the door. So we trust that. We believe that. Praise the Lord. Now, in verse 17, for in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. See? And in other words, what is Paul saying here? He is saying the good news show us both how righteousness of God is in his plan for us. Do y'all believe that today? Okay. Praise the Lord. If you believe that, see, you are the righteousness of God. Because that's all he's asking us to do, to believe it. The gospel is what? Good news. That's why we need to tell it. Huh? We're not talking about gossip now. We're talking about the good news. The word of God is good news. The good news show us both how righteousness God is and in his plan for us to be saved. You believe that? Why? Because the Bible said there is no other name given up under men whereabout we can be what? Saved. Am I right? In the name of Jesus. All right? Now to be saved and also how we may be made fit for eternal life. That's why, praise God, verse 17 say, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, and he says it's revealed from faith to faith. From, in other words, from the beginning to the end, from start to finish. See? Praise the Lord. We, praise God, we don't start and then we finish. We trust that all the way to eternal life. Praise God. Why? As long as we every ground, we have a promise for every ground. Praise God, our feet tread upon. The word of God said we shall possess it. So everything that our hand touch, we shall continue to prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper. So, and when we talk to God, now that key is mean authority. He have given us that authority that whenever we say, praise God, we come to pass. And we believe that we can speak things as not as though they already were. See? Look how we have so many benefits and so many promises. Praise God, when we pray is the key, and faith unlocks the door. Wow, when we trust God for his word, praise God. Ain't God all right? Okay, now, we say from start to finish, from faith to faith, that's what it's saying to us. God declare us to be right with him because of faith and faith alone. Nothing else. Faith alone. Faith all by himself. And this is what he is looking for in the earth today, in you and I. The Bible said that his eyes go to and fro, up and down into the earth, looking for faith in the earth. Huh? Are you his? Are you one of his? If you're not, you can be his today. That's why he said, the day that you hear my voice, he said, harden not your heart. He said, the day is the day of salvation. Praise the Lord. He will turn that negative into a positive. He will turn that bad situation and make something good out of it in the name of Jesus. See? So now, being right with him because of faith and faith alone, nothing else. See? See how simple and plain it is? It's not hard. Praise God. It's a faith walk. Trust in God. Prayer is the key, but faith unlocks. What door? The door of what you're praying about. The door to prosperity. The door to good health. The door for whatever we need. Praise God. Our God got it. That's faith. Do you believe that today? That it's his will that we prosper, be in good health as our soul prosper? Do you believe that today? All right. Now, I say that faith, praise God. Yeah, the word faith have many meanings. Didn't I say that, Diane? So what are you talking about, Bishop? Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to tell you. You have your pencil? I'm going to take my time, let you find a pencil or a pad and, or a pen. Number one, faith can mean faithfulness. All right? So today I get me St. Matthew 24 and 45. Faith can mean faithfulness. That's number one. Faith has many meanings, and I'm going to break it down to you today. Faith can mean faithfulness. St. Matthew 24 and 45. What does it say?
Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season?
You hear that? You see that? See? When God see your faithfulness, see what he will do for you? So that faith can mean that. Faithfulness. If you have jotted down, write it down so you can probably read it later. Matthew 24 and 45. See? What God would do when you are faithful, praise God, to him. Praise God. See? In all your house. See? All right? Number two. Faith can mean absolutely trust. Absolutely trust. Faith can mean absolutely trust. All right? So today, get me St. Luke chapter 7, verse 2 through 10. St. Luke. All right? St. Luke, chapter 7.
And a certain centurion servant, who was there unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, petition him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that follow him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that had been sick.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, when you say that's absolutely faith, look what the centurion said after he sent the servant. He said, I'm not worthy for you to even come up under my roof, but do what? Say the word. Do you believe Jesus for his word? That if he spoke it, he able to perform it? And that's what the centurion done. Now, he had a servant that was very severe sick. So he sends servants to Jesus, praise God, that he will come, praise God. But then he said, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. See? But ain't you glad that we serve an awesome God? We serve a God that is full of grace and truth, and he extends his mercy. And all he got to do when you absolutely trust him is believing for his word. And now, when Jesus heard these things, verse 9, he was marveled. And wouldn't you want to be ecstatic if Jesus was marveled about you? When you trust him, absolutely trust him for his word, when he see that, he open up doors. What we talking about, prayer is the key, but faith unlocked the door. And you see how absolutely trust unlocked the door for the centurion, for his servant. And if he did it back then, he doing the same thing now. He'll do it for you. Say, Lord, I believe you for your word. Come on now. We're talking about what? Faith words have many meanings. We said number one was faithfulness. Now we're talking about absolutely trust. And that's what the centurion done. Jesus was marveled. He turned about and said unto Peter, James, and John, he said, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. In other words, even in the church. What about your church today? Come on now. See? Ain't you glad, praise God, that you have a leader, you have a pastor, an overseer that will trust God, absolutely trust God for his word. Come on now. He'll turn that bad situation and make some good at it. He'll turn that negative into a positive. And if he did it, then he's doing the same thing now because he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. What are we talking about, faith? It's a word with many meanings. And I'm going step by step with you. If you're writing them down, we say number one was what? Faithfulness. All right? We on number two, mean absolutely trust. And that's what the centurion done. And it's many. Praise God. What about the 10 that had leprosy? And they looked out and seen our Lord and Savior coming. And they weren't supposed to be around regular, ordinary people. And they cried out to him, Lord, have mercy on us. And Jesus operated within the law. He said, go show yourself to the priest. They turned around and got in a hurry and cleaned up. Absolutely trusting God for his word. One turned around and came back, fell down on his knees and said, Lord, I just come to tell you thank you. Do you give God thanks after absolutely trusting him for his word? And the Lord asked him a question, said, whether or not 10, where are the other 9? Are you that one to give God thanks for what he have already done for you? When you have absolutely trust him for his word? Or you like them other 9 just got their healing and went on about their business? He said, go, thy faith have made you whole. See? Absolutely trusting God for his word. Absolutely trusting God. What about, praise God, the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years? That's a long time to be sick. Come on now. The Bible says she went to doctor after doctor, and she spent all that she had, then went through a bank account. Yet the Bible says she got worse instead of any better. But she heard about our Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. One that's opening up blinded eyes. One that casting out devils. One that making the lame walk. She said within herself, see, this thing got to come absolutely from in within you, trusting God. What's in you today? What's in your heart? We're talking about faith today. Prayer is the key, but faith unlocked the door. And she said within herself, if I can just touch just the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Had a hard time trying to get to him because it was a crowd, a lot of folk touching him. But oh, when you touch the Lord in faith, it's a lot of folk praying. But do you pray in faith where you can get the door unlocked? Come on, help me here. Oh, she said, if I made it personal, can touch, she know what she needed. You know what you need from God today. Today can be your day. If I can just touch the hem, if I can just touch the hem, I can't get to him no other way, but if I can just touch the hem, she said, I'll be made whole. And when she touched it, the virtue went out of Jesus. And he said, who touched me? And you know, the disciples said, Lord, you know, who touched you? Everybody touching you. Now, you know, they had the camera that wanted to take a picture with him and all, you know. Can you imagine that? See, a lot of folk touching you. You know, wanted to see how beautiful his robe he had on. But he said, no, here's something about this touch. And she came and she did the same thing. She fell down on her knees. She said, Lord, it was I. He said, woman, go. Your faith has made you whole. See, absolutely trust. All right, that's number two. Ready for number three? It can mean confident hope. All right, Hebrews 11 and 1. We all know that one. What do it say? Faith is the substance. What substance? of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, confident hope. All right? So now we got three. Number one was the faithfulness. Two, absolutely trust. And confident hope. God looked out and said, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. See? And I want you to tell the people it's going to rain. Confident hope. Noah started building by faith. Confident hope. Praise the Lord. Moses, praise God, he rather suffer with the people, praise God, that was in slavery than to live a luxury life with the Egyptians. Confident hope. Are y'all with me? All right. Let's go back over them again. Number one was faithfulness. Number two was absolutely trust. And number three was confident hope. And number four, faith could mean a barren belief that does not result in good deeds. You got it? I read it again, faith. Faith can mean a barren belief that does not result in good deeds. Give me a scripture. I'm going to give it to you. I'm glad that you asked. Give me James, Sister Diane. Chapter 2, the book of James. Chapter 2. Verse 14 through 26. The book of James. James chapter 2. 14 through 26. What does it say?
What is profit, my brethren? Mm-hmm. And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needed to the body, what but its profit. Even so, faith, if it had not word, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, though thou doest well, the devil also believes and trembles. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without words is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his word, and by word was faith made perfect?
26.
And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by words a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by words? when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. See how it worked now? See? Praise the Lord. 14 say, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? See? You show your works by what? By your faith. By trusting God. In other words, you operate within the word of God. See, that's the faith walk. That's trusting God. That's believing God. Because he spoke his word. So you operating, praise God, that to have faith in God, you got to have the faith of God. Now, y'all missed me right there. You want me to say it again? To have the faith in God, you got to have the faith of God. See? He said, let there be light. And that was what? Light. Why you keep saying that, bitch? Because after he said, let there be light, everything God spoke come to pass. See? That's why I say from everlasting to everlasting, by faith to faith, from start to end. See? From generation to generation. See? You understand now? See? We don't want to lose nobody. Praise God. Now, he said, if a brother or sister, if he naked and destitute of daily food, in other words, if they need food, if they need clothes, if they need something, you say, well, I'm going to pray for you. But you're not, you know, doing anything. What about your deeds? So ain't that works to help them, to give them something that they need? So this is what James is saying here. Am I right? Praise the Lord. All right. 16 says, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace. See? Be ye warm and fear, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? See? You know, but I'm going to pray for you. They need help. Come on now. See? See, so this is what James is saying. See? Don't be going to pray for them, but we also want to supply their needs. You remember Jesus say, when I was in prison, you visit me not. When I was hungry, you fed me not. You remember that? That's where he's time. See? So if we going to walk and trust God, absolutely trust God in faith, so we have to do it by our deeds. So that's works. See? That's good works. See? Helping somebody, helping those that are in less fortunate than you and I. Praise the Lord. So that's what James is saying here.
And you don't have to beg you for it.
And don't have thank you. Don't have to beg you for it. Thank you, Sister Diane. Come on now. See, if you got the grace of God within you, see, you're going to share. See? And you know what? The Spirit of God will move up on you, praise God, before they even ask. You know? When you are walking in faith and trusting God, the Spirit of the Lord will move up on you to let you know those that's in very need of help. All right. Now, verse 17 say, even so faith, if it had not worked, is what? It's dead. See, you got to have some works. Being alone, yet a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. See the opposite? See the difference? See? You show your faith by your works. By living right. You understand that now? I love the Lord, but you can't come to church. I love the Lord, but you're not living. You're not living. See? You're not living what you're talking about. You see what I'm saying? Come on, y'all now. Don't get quiet on me. See? Right? Praise the Lord. All right, verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God that does well. The devil also believe and do what? And tremble. See? Why are you going to listen at him? He believe it. And you mean tell him you don't? And he's the devil. How you pass him? Come on, y'all. Help me out here. How you pass him? He the devil, but he believed it. And God created him. God created him. See? Now, if he believed, what about you and I? All right. Verse number 20. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is what? Is dead. See? Faith without works is what? Is dead. See? Now, and then he broke it down and he went back to Father Abraham. James did. 21 says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? What did God tell him? Go and offer your son Isaac up for a sacrifice. He didn't complain. He absolutely did what? Trust God. Because he believed that if he would have did anything to him, God was going to do what? Bring him back. But he spoke it. He said, God will what? Provide. See? And he said, that's what he said. That's what he told the servants. Say, you stay young here. Hold on to these. We'll be back. We. He didn't say, I'll be back by myself. See? See? So we want to bring that out. See, it's what he spoke. See, you can speak blessings on yourself, or you can speak curses on yourself. And I want to say again, God don't curse nothing he bless. He say to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. Who messed it up, Sister Diane? They did. Am I right? See the difference? See? Who messed it up? They did. God told them to be fruitful and multiply. He's saying the same thing today. See? When you're in the blessing plan of God, when you are walking by faith and trusting God, praise God, absolutely trusting God, and you are walking in faithfulness, when you are, praise God, walking in praise God, confidence, hope. When you are walking, praise God, amen, in all, amen, that God shall call you and I to do, praise God, God gonna manifest. That's why he said if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. Praise the Lord. Okay. Verse 21 says, was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Okay, I read that one. 22, seeing thou how faith wrought with his word, and by work was faith made perfect. Why? Because he obeyed God. That word perfect, that means complete. See? He didn't stagger. He didn't complain. He didn't grumble. What about you today? When you pray, do you believe in faith that your door is going to be unlocked? That thing is going to happen, that what you pray, that you believe that God will do it for you? He said, when you pray? Sister Diane just finished praying. So when you pray. She prayed. Do you believe what she was praying for? That God would move on your behalf? And he's yet on the move. He's yet on the in the earth realm. He's yet destroying the yokes. He yet turning a bad situation and making some good at it. He yet turning a negative into a positive. He yet destroying the yoke. He yet right there by your side. He yet saying, I never leave you, not forsake you. He yet, praise God, doing great things for your family. He yet taking care of your children while they in school. He yet, praise God, let you see a close of another day. He yet putting food on your table. He gonna keep you, praise God, for 11 months all the way up to December, almost to see a close of another year. He yet, praise God, made you the head and not the tail. He yet put you above and not beneath. He yet doing great things. Oh, we serve a yet God. He's always there. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Oh, I feel this thing. Praise God. That's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I know that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. Do you believe it today? All right. 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Wouldn't you want that? See? He was called a friend of God. Why? Because he absolutely trusts God. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. He won't fail you. He won't let you down. Praise God. Praise God. And he loves you with an everlasting love. I'm talking about that agape love that only him can send from on high. He don't serve you conditional. Come on here now. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that today? Huh? From faith to faith. Praise God. Verse 24. You see then how that by work a man is justified and not by faith only. Do you understand it a little bit better now? See, they got to show something. See? Did they say, I believe and don't do nothing? Come on now. How many of you got a job? You ain't got to hold your hand because I can't see it, no way. But if you work, they hire you to do a job. We on our job now. Diana did hers. I'm doing mine now. Praise the Lord. You doing yours by listening. He said the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So you yet got to do something. Oh, y'all missed me right there. Come on now. You see how faith work now? I'm talking, you listening. Now, I can't believe it for you. That's the problem with so many people. They want, I can love you. I can pray for you. I can do all the above. But I cannot believe God for you. You got to do it for yourself. Am I right, Sister Lion here? Help me out here now. You got to believe God for yourself. The Bible say work every man. Man mean mankind. You women too. Work out your own soul salvation. You pray for your family. You pray for your husband. You pray for your wife. You pray for your church. You pray for your grand. You do all that. But you yet got to work out your own soul salvation. When that minister, whoever he is, say ashes to ashes, dust to dust, ain't going to be but one body going down. Come on now. Hey, come on now. Then we cry, oh yeah, we done lost and we won't want to give you up. But we got to leave here. But the Bible says it's a blessing to them that die in the Lord. Oh, help me somebody. See, it's a blessing. See? Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, and to be absent from the body, to be present with him. That's faith. All right. Verse 25. Likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works. See what she done? She hid the two spies that Joshua had sent out. See? She wouldn't tell on them. that the world says she wouldn't throw him under the bus. And that's what they said. He didn't do that. When she asked him, you know, since I did this for y'all, will you do this for me? Say, just remember me. See how simple it is? That's all. That's what the thief done on the cross, the one on the right side. He said, Lord, when you come into thy kingdom, remember me. And the Lord put a leech on death, stopped it. He said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. Rahab said to the spies, say, just remember me. They told her what to do. Say, when we see this thread, that we'll pass you by. Say, now I'm going to tell you, your family, go get all your family and get them in this house, not in their house. They had to come to Rahab's house. All the other times they didn't want to be bothered with them. You see why it's good? Come on.
They did not specify the red cord as well.
A red cord.
And what the red represents, the blood.
The blood. That's what it represents.
And Jesus didn't even come yet.
That's right. There's something about red. It represents the blood of our Lord and Savior. When he see the blood, what did he say? He said he'll pass you by. See? And that yet, that blood is yet. And there is a fountain filled with blood that flows from a man's vein. You know, and it will never, never lose its power. See? Who wouldn't serve a God like this? We're talking about faith today. Ah, there you go. See? If he just grasped one or two things that Bishop been talking about this morning that will encourage your heart to go through the rest of the holidays, the rest of the week, to rest, praise God, to carry you through, praise God, to strengthen you, to let you know that God, you got a God on your side that is greater than any problem, any situation, praise God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And you know what? They took Jericho. But you know what? Rahab's house was spared and everybody in it. And do you know? Everybody want a Boaz. Tell me what God can do. Do you know that was Boaz's mama? Y'all didn't know that, did you? Huh? Do research on it. That was Boaz's mama. All ladies want a Boaz. See? But people are so busy. See how God can take a nobody and make something somebody, that she was in the length of our God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Oh, help me somebody. Look at God. See, when people put you down, okay? Scandalize you, turn their back on you, saying you're the black sheep of the family, whatever they're doing to you. See, how they scrutinize you on your job. God turned that situation for you. See? Rahab was spared. She asked them to do that, and they told her what to do, and she carried it out. Are you carrying out what Bishop telling you today? That this faith words have many meanings? You got to be faithful. You got to absolutely trust. Got to have confident hope. Do you believe that today? Now, faith barren, belief does not result and sometime in good deeds. We talked about that. But God is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us, because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. All right. It say, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by work when she had received the messenger and had sent them out another way. She said, y'all go this way. and you're going to be all right because they're watching my house. See? Look at God. God always got somebody, the one that you least expect. God can use whoever. See? So stop looking down on folk, looking down your nose at folk, and so up at them. Cut that kind of foolishness out. God can take a nobody. Yeah. It's a scripture in the Bible, in Proverbs. People talking about poor people. The Bible said this man was poor. It didn't even give his name. But guess what? He saved a whole city. Yes, he did. By faith. See? A poor man. Tell me what God won't do. See? Verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You see that? Y'all see that? See? Thank God that this is a faith walk. And you trust God. By what? By faith. He woke us up this morning. Put our feet on the floor. But now he didn't put our clothes on. He give us the strength to do that. Come on now. Am I right?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. See how good God is? He give us the strength to do that. Am I right? See? So he's always there. He's doing great things even as I speak for somebody today. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. God is a good God. And he is so worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus. All right. All right. So you still have time if you want to call in today. What's that number? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
347-857-3925 and just press the number 1.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can call me. You want to ask a question. Praise God. Or you want to testify or you want to comment on something that I said about faith. Praise God. Man, something you may have been dealing with in your life. Praise God. Or whatever. Amen. Truly, praise God. Prayer is the key. And that key means authority. And we talk to God. But we talk to him in faith. Believe and pray, God, that he will unlock the door. And what doors are you talking about? The situations in your life, problems, the condition. We don't dwell on them. We talked about that on yesterday. Am I right? We dwell on the promises. That's faith. Because there's too many promises in this Bible for us to dwell on instead of dwelling on our situation. Praise God, and our conditions.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Rehab. That was a promise.
She got it, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
That's right. When they came in and destroyed it. But she did what they told her to do. See? So now you're doing what it's been saying to you today. See, I'm going to absolutely trust God. I'm going to stay faithful. Are you absolutely doing that today? See, though, this is what it's all about. See, the lips of the righteous feed many. See? The tongue of the righteous is a chosen symbol, the heart. See? Praise the Lord. And this is what we are doing today. Praise God. We want you to, you know, be encouraged. Praise God. Be encouraged. Praise God. Every day is a brand new day. Amen. We know we are living in challenging times. You know, trouble is all around us. But thank God that we don't look at that. We keep our eyes on our Lord and Savior. Better be like Peter. When Peter looked and seen the Lord walking on the water, what did he say? He said, Lord, is that you? Bid me to do what? To come. See, he asked for it. And the Lord said what? And he yet saying the same thing today to you and I. He yet saying, come. See? Now, where's your eyes? Is your eyes fixed on the Lord? Do you absolutely trust when he say come? See? Now, he didn't tell him. Now, when you get out, the way is going to get kind of rough. Say, hello, come on here now. He didn't tell him that, did he? He asked, can he come? And the Lord said, what? Come. See? He didn't tell him nothing in between. As soon as the weight beat up against him, what did he do? He took his eye. See, and that's what we do. See, oftentimes we will take our eyes. Be careful with that. See, something always wanted to come to try to hit your apricot and turn you upside down. See, to get your eyes off the Lord. See? See? But hey, if you fall, get up. You know what the Word of God said? The righteous man fall how many times? Falls seven times, but he get up. And the Lord is always with outstretched hand to pick you up. Dust yourself off. Get back into the race. Get back into the fight. Praise God. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Now I'm ready to be offered up. See? Wow, from faith to faith. See? From generation to everlasting to everlasting. See, to eternal. See, this is a marathon. See, greater things, praise God, will happen for you in the name of Jesus. So God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, and Jesus love you more. All praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forward from Bishop Porter today. Prayer is the key, but faith unlocked the door. Did it unlock the door for you today? Did you make a conscious note today to say, you know what, I'm going to start praying today, and I'm going to trust and believe and have faith in what it is that I'm praying for today? I'm trusting and believing that you receive that word, and not just receive it, but apply it today. Try today. If you're not a prayer, trust me. Even if it takes just 5 minutes for you to just sit there, whether you're in your car, you're on your job, you walk in, and ask God, Lord, have mercy. Forgive me for my sins that I have committed against you in thought, deeds, and in actions. Rededicate your life back to him. Talk to him. He is a merciful and loving God. His grace and his mercy. People, God loves you. We feel he don't love us. God loves you.
Amen.
Today, just sit. You know, when someone pass and they give remembrance, they say, you know, be silent for a certain amount of time. Be silent today and pray. Just you alone. Just even if you just step away. Whatever. You could be amongst a mist of people and just tune them out and just talk to God today. Praise conversation with God. Just like you conversate with your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband, whomever. Conversate with God today. We just thank God again for that awesome word. Also, for those of you that know Evangelist Urisha, you know, today is her birthday. Call and give her a shout out today. Text her, call her. send it on Facebook. Show us some love, because she show love to everybody. You know, yes. So we say happy birthday from the City of Victory to Evangelist Sharisha. And if you missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. Or you can visit our Facebook page at logionintternationalministries.com and click on that link. Share it with a friend today. Don't just keep it to yourself. Share it today. They don't have to be your friend. You know, even if you share it on your page, you know, some people don't like to, you know, click in and, you know, all of that good stuff because they don't want you to know, you know, that you're watching or whatever. You know how it is. Send them the link today. You may think they're not looking at your page, but they're looking at your page. You know, share the link. Text it to someone. Email the link to someone today. Share the number. I tell you, it's awesome listening. Don't forget now. And we'd like to thank each and every person that continue to support this radio broadcast. We greatly appreciate you each and every time you send a donation in to keep this broadcast on. Because you know what? This broadcast touch many nations. It don't just touch America. Trust me, it touched Russia, it touched China, it touched Africa, it touched Australia. It's touching nations, and we're not just saying this. So just like you are receiving the word, they are receiving the word as well. And we thank God for the man and woman of God that continually be obedient to God's word and say what thus say the Lord. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. And that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Remember, prayer is universal. We don't care what church that you go to. All we ask you to do is come on there and pray, touch and agree, tear the devil kingdom down as long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We will have no other because you will be delivered. Don't come on there pretending. You will be shut down. So if you're serious and you're that soldier, and you standing in God's army, and you know other people, join us. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Also join us every Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. Again, you can join us on Logion International Ministries on Facebook at 1 p.m. every Sunday. If you do not have Facebook, go ahead and that conference line that I just gave you, you can dial in at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Share the Facebook Live. Share the conference call number. And remember, if you are in need of prayer, if you have a praise report, you know, if you want to give your life to God, all you have to do is press the one button when we are live here on Blog Talk Radio. We will listen to your prayer requests. We will praise you for that praise report and give God the praise that is due unto his holy name. And you know what? We will be happy, happy when you call in and you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior today. And know that when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, who? You're in a good family. You're in a good family. So remember, God loves you. Do not just show love for the month of December. God is love. Ask him to baptize you in his agape love. And know today that God loves you. There is no other God but him. He is our creator. He created us. He is the healer. He is the way maker. He is the burden bearer. He is whoever you need him to be if you can only believe today. So we here at Blog Talk Radio, time to talk about it. Just want to tell you we love you, we appreciate you, and keep on looking to the hills which cometh your help. Continue to look forward. Don't look back. Look forward. Look to Christ. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God, let him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go.
I let go and
I let him have, let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God,
oh, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God,
he's the only one with the answer.
Let go,
yes, let God.